In the last 2 weeks, probably all of us have experienced something that is going on in our communities. With the Advent and the Christmas coming upon us, you know, we hear the statement or the battles almost sometimes between the words, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. And some of us want to make sure that we say Merry Christmas because we believe in the things to come. We are passionate about Christ. We are so passionate about the birth of the Messiah that some of us even decorated our Christmas trees already after Thanksgiving Day. You know, and we're waiting for that moment. And some of us say Happy Holidays because what we want to make sure that is we are, you know, nice and polite to others, those who may not have such strong convictions about Christmas, those who want to be, as we say, politically correct. So what if there is somebody in a crowd that do not believe in Christ or perhaps is focusing on something else? So we use this generic term, Happy Holidays, to say something, but yet at the same time, not to say much at all. You know, it's a challenge. It's a challenge because as we look at the communities today, our society, our reality, we might look into the first passage of the gospel to the first part of it, and we can say, you know, during the reign of the President of the United States, during the times when the governor of South Dakota was, during the time when our elected officials are, during the times when our church was undergoing some of the challenges, difficulties, you know, during this time, the message came about the birth of the Messiah. You know, as I was reflecting on it, I recalled the words that your pastor heard on May 18th of 1999 as he was ordained to become a deacon. The words that say in the rite of ordination, believe what you read, teach what you believe, and practice what you teach. Believe what you read, teach what you believe, and practice what you teach. You know, and as we look at the second part of the gospel today, we find the story of John the Baptist. You know, John, listening to the voice of God in his heart, he was living in the desert, was kind of dressed up in a shabby way, eating some strange food. And yet, people were going out to see him. And I'm sure some of them wanted just to see this crazy man, speaking of God, speaking of Messiah, and being so free in doing so that he was almost awkward. He was awkward, and perhaps he was in the desert so as to provide an opportunity for some of the people who wanted to listen or to think about God and faith, but were a little bit squeamish, a little bit scared of what others might say. So they were using this opportunity to go away from the center of attention into the desert, to listen of the words that John was speaking. And what he is talking about is about the Messiah. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain shall and the hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. You know, sometimes if we might look into that, we might say, what does it mean? Should we go on Sturgis Road and Highway 90 and make sure that all of those roads are nicely plowed and cleaned up of any debris? Should we avoid any corners and turns? What should we do? Should we just go and make sure that our parking lot is totally free of ice so we don't have to worry about falling down? Should we make sure, but what else? Believe what you read. Well, We wanted just to believe everything we read in a social media today and hear in a news media. We might say we are pretty in trouble, because many of those information is questionable. Some of them are just opinions. So what should we read that we can believe? Well, this answer is very simple. You know, it's the scripture that we hear in the church today. An invitation in this Advent season to spend maybe an extra little time pondering the question, what am I reading to help me in my decision-making process? Should I say Merry Christmas or just Happy Holidays? Teach what you believe. If I am not sure what I want to read, if I am not sure what I am reading and about and why, how can I teach that? If I myself have a hard time to come to the grasp that baptized into Christ, my hope and fulfillment, the moment that all flesh shall see the salvation of God, is my own salvation. But if I don't read and study about what it means, if I don't go deeper into the scripture and my understanding and my time of preparing for the Messiah, if all of my Advent experience of preparing for Christ is to make sure that I decorate the Christmas tree right after Thanksgiving, only to take it down on the Christmas day, that's not much. We need to go a little bit deeper than that. But we have to start with our own hearts and souls and practice what you teach. How many of us want the others to have the same passion as to believe? How many of us are really looking for the celebration of the birth of the Messiah? How many of us are really longing that not only me or you can be in heaven with Christ, but those we encounter, especially our relatives and friends? Practice what you teach. Be not afraid of your faith. And I can imagine that if we look into the today's society and the environment, to be a Catholic might be a little bit awkward. To be a Christian and be faithful might be a little bit challenging. But that's not the reason not to do it at all. That's the reason all the more even to be more forceful, more honest, more diligent about it. John the Baptist, who was looking kind of awkwardly, living seemingly in the outskirts of the town, of the city, was drawing the people, not because he was so conforming to the present-day situation and just wanted to be nice and polite, but perhaps because he was so challenging that he was able to proclaim the word of God, preparing the listeners to be baptized with the baptism of repentance, meaning simply with the baptism of challenge and change. At the end, all flesh shall see the salvation of God. As we go through this Advent experience, let's make sure that as we reflect on our faith, we may be able to say on the day of Christmas, believe what you read, and what I read is what I can believe, what I want to believe. And teach what you believe, so that what I am sharing about my Christ and Savior is not something that I'm afraid of and scared, but I can witness to it by my own life as I practice what I teach. As I practice what I teach. Pray for each other in this Advent season for the spirit of John the Baptist to be even sometimes awkward when we go against the currents of the modern days. And rather than questioning Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, Christ, give me the strength to be your faithful disciple, living the mission you called me to.